This is an address entitled Oneness by Bicknell Young, a teacher of Christian Science. As we gain in understanding of God, if we are not the same mind, making the same understanding of individual being our being, God is still a theory. What is the difference between theory and reality? A theory is something believed, but not necessarily used or lived. Reality is being what one understands. It is realistic being. In Christian Science, it means understanding God, thus demonstrating I am individually, instead of merely believing in God. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "If God were understood instead of being merely believed, this understanding would establish health." Close quote. Science and Health 2037. Much may be accomplished for the cause of Christian Science and the world today by the individual who is knowing and being the one mind. Because he understands his being to be the individual appearing or manifestation of God, this individual works effectively with power. He loses a sense of himself as having a mind separate from God. He feels sure of his work, and he speaks with authority, whether it is a belief of sin, disease, death, or warring nations he is handling. One does not feel that his work is futile if the suggestion should come, "What can your thinking do among so many?" He knows better than that, because he is gaining a new meaning of one with God is a majority. For he knows his consciousness is God. What cannot God do? Mrs. Eddy says, Miscellaneous Writings, 189.15, quote, "The supposition that soul, mind, is breathed into matter is a pantheistic doctrine that presents a false sense of existence, and the quickening spirit takes it away, revealing in place thereof the power and perfection of a released sense of life in God and life as God. The scriptures declare life to be the infinite I am, not a dweller in matter. For men to know life as it is, namely God, the eternal good, gives him not merely a sense of existence, but an accompanying consciousness of spiritual power that subordinates matter and destroys sin, disease, and death. This Jesus demonstrated, insomuch that St. Matthew wrote, quote, "The people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes." Close quote. This spiritual power, healing sin and sickness, was not confined to the first century. It extends to all time, inhabits eternity, and demonstrates life without beginning or end. If we know this of ourselves, we know that we are good, because God is the only good. We know we are intelligent, because God is the only intelligence. We are harmonious, because God is the only harmony. We are the very presence of all these things. We no longer feel that our demonstration lies in an appeal to a power outside of ourselves to do this or that. But we are the very presence of these things, even the presence of something that we seem to be lacking. A fog can be dispelled only by the clear shining of the sun. That is, it takes the presence of the sun to do so. No more can we disperse an error, but by being the very presence and power called God. We easily accept the fact that an error in mathematics or discord in music can only be dissipated by the presence of the true or concord. So, in Christian Science practice, we must see clearly, and more clearly, that we are the presence of God. And in this presence, there is no sin, disease, death, or inharmony of any kind. What else could Mrs. Eddy have meant in these words? Quote, "Felt ye the power of the word?" Close quote. Miscellaneous Writings 398-23. The world for centuries has been educating man to believe that his life is a life, existence, supply, health, separate from God. And so, when he seemed to lack any of these things, he was told to go outside of himself to get them. And he has gone to climate, surgery, money, and position to find it. He is even taught to find God separate from himself, a good God, afar off. But a Christian Scientist is taught there is nothing he desires or hopes for, from the infinitesimal to the infinite, that is not to be found within himself. Not only is he taught this, but that it is the only place these things are to be found, because God is his mind, and mind is and includes all things. All the wonderful statements of the oneness of being that we read in Science and Health and the Bible, plus the ones that unfold to us because of our deep conviction that principle and its idea is one, and this one is God, are of no avail if we allow ourselves at the same time to feel a sense of depression and insecurity. The oneness of being can be accomplished in but one way, and that is to be it and to do it. Be the perfection of mind and body that is our oneness with God. We must never think of ourselves as human beings. We are only being human beings if we are thinking of God and his idea objectively, or outside of ourselves. On the other hand, when we know ourselves divine, and are being and doing these things subjectively, our own divinity appears, no matter what seems to be the occupation for the moment. We speak of divine consciousness, but what does this mean? It could only mean the consciousness of the divine mind. Therefore, if this oneness with God is a reality, it can only be by our being and doing. This is the living God, omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. Thus we have seen how Jesus accomplished his wonderful works. His life was a constant subjective experience, whether the need was to heal the sick, raise the dead, feed the 5,000, or produce the money for the taxes. subject to the divinity of his being. It was all within himself, true subjectivity. He did not think of something relative, objective, outside of himself. But he knew that his very being was God. In other words, he was it, and he did it. When an error seemingly confronted him, he did not think it was something out there with which he needed to argue, or something he had to change. He healed it subjectively within himself, reducing it to nothingness at the door of his own thought. This understanding gives us dominion, for we find that all we have to do is to take care of our own wheat field in our own consciousness. Healing in a Christian Science treatment is not the result of a wand magically waved by God in our behalf, and a delayed healing is not the result of a devil shaking a stick at us. In a Christian Science treatment, a healing is the effect of knowing that the oneness of God and man is the present fact. In the conscious knowing or being it on the part of each one of us. A delayed healing is nothing but the failing to be or do this scientific knowing. Know God and his idea subjectively instead of objectively. Each one's individuality is God. As Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "He sustains my individuality. Nay, more, he is my individuality and my life." Unity of Good, 48:7. God is all, and there is none else. Therefore, the belief in evil cannot keep God from appearing individually. God is mind, and Mrs. Eddy tells us that he is, quote, "individual mind," close quote. Miscellaneous Writings, 101:31. Then every one of us may say, "I am the individual appearing of mind." When Jesus said, quote, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me," close quote, he practically stated that same thought, understanding himself to be the individualized understanding of God instead of a human being. John 12:32. If one understands himself to be the individual appearing of mind, the one I or ego, he goes to the Father, is found in mind, and so is lifted up, and also with him is lifted up every idea of which he is conscious. Or, as Jesus said, quote, "I will draw all men unto me," close quote. One can see why the healing of sin, disease, and death in Christian Science is a necessity, because it is a step in the direction of the demonstration of mind, in which appears the perfection, allness, and goodness of God, individually understood and lived. It begins here. The understanding that the I, or ego, or consciousness, is God establishes the same divinity for all the ideas of which it is conscious. Evidently, Jesus never thought of himself just as a man, for he said, quote, "I and my Father are one," close quote. John 10:30. He thought as the Father. He didn't think as Son about the Father. Neither can we think as man about God. For then the demonstration of the infinitely good God would be an objective experience, something outside of oneself. There is nothing actual, factual, but God and man's existence, true existence. Knowing that God sees, speaks, knows as man demonstrates the truth of Mrs. Eddy's statement, quote, "In science, mind is one, including noumenon and phenomena, God and his thoughts," close quote. Science and Health, 114.10. Another well-known statement in our textbook sustains this, quote, "Knowing that soul and its attributes were forever manifested through man, the Master healed the sick, gave sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, feet to the lame," close quote. Science and Health, 210.11. Have you noted she says, quote, "soul and its attributes were forever manifested through man," close quote. She does not say just attributes, but soul. Thus we find we cannot separate cause and effect, soul and man. Where cause is, there is effect. Where effect is, there is cause. Let's give up all belief in a life separate from God, that we are living humans or human beings. Again, Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "The woman in the Apocalypse symbolizes generic man, the spiritual idea of God. She illustrates the coincidence of God and man as the divine principle and divine idea," close quote. Science and Health, 561.22. A study of this text shows that individual being expresses both principle and idea. Also, because the woman symbolizes generic man, the truth she portrays and illustrates is the truth of every man, woman, and child, because generic is a term signifying one. Now, what does she portray? John says she was clothed with the sun, and Mrs. Eddy says John symbolizes spirit by the sun. This means, then, that the consciousness of man is spirit, and that man and spirit is one. We should never think of ourselves just as man, with God afar off, governing us in some take-for-granted way. Jesus never spoke of himself as man, but as one with the Father. We must learn to do this. We must know why we do this. Jesus, by his life and works, presented to the world a life which is God. But of that very life itself, Jesus said, quote, "I am the light of the world," close quote. John 8:12. We must know we are that light or intelligence of the world.